At the Avure Technologies Food Research Lab in Erlanger, Marketing Director Lisa Pitzer points out the smallest high-pressure processing machine it sells, commonly referred to as HPP.
This is the baby. This is kind of big.
Yeah.
This is one of the smaller ones.
This is the smallest one.
This small machine is actually 40,000 pounds, complete with complex dials and knobs. The million-dollar machine may not be simple, but the concept is HPP uses cold water and high pressure to preserve foods without additives. Food companies are increasingly using Avure's machines manufactured in Middletown to keep juice, salsa, guacamole, salad dressing, shellfish, lunch meat, and more fresh and safe for months longer than normal without preservatives. CEO Jeff Williams explains HPP uses ultra-high-pressure purified water to keep packaged foods pathogen-free. He demonstrates by putting some vacuum-packed lunch meat and freshly squeezed orange juice into a basket that disappears into the machine.
Now that we have the vessel completely enclosed with the sliced lunch meats inside it, we hear the vessel right now is filling with water. So this particular machine has a capacity of running 100 liters of product in a given cycle. Once the water has completely filled the vessel, then we will start generating more pressure. And the way we generate pressure is by forcing more water into that vessel and continue to forcing more water in, which in the background now we hear are what we call our pumps and intensifiers. Those are creating the high pressure in the vessel, and they'll pump for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes and take the pressure inside the vessel up to 87,000 PSI or 6,000 bar.
The juice was in the machine for only 90 seconds. The meat takes a little bit longer, 2 to 3 minutes. Back in a conference room, we do a taste test to find out if the juice and meat taste or look any different after going through the machine.
Tastes pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
So, tastes the same and the shelf life's been tripled or quadrupled.
Not only is HPP good for the health conscious, but it may decrease food waste. Williams says some estimate we throw away 30 to 40% of our food because it's gone bad.
One of the benefits of the HPP process is not only does it make the food safer, but it extends the shelf life of a given product. So, an original product had a 30-day shelf life. If we can extend that shelf life to 90 days, that means almost none of it would have to be disposed of at the grocery store.
You almost never see HPP listed on a label. Avure microbiologist Dr. Errol Ragabeer thinks companies have so many products that are not HPP, they don't want to differentiate.
There are ways, if you are a label reader, you can tell once you don't see the preservatives, more than likely it is an HPP product.
Occasionally, juice companies call HPP cold-pressed. You will see HPP on the label in Asia. HPP dates back to the 1890s as a way to pasteurize milk. Ragabeer says it took 100 years for the equipment to catch up with the technology. That's when the U.S. Army and university researchers got involved.
What has happened from the mid-1990s, late 1990s to where we are now, there have been significant improvement in the engineering of HPP equipment. Better equipment, more reliable, and the cost of those equipment have also reduced significantly.
Recent food scares have helped ramp up HPP use.
There are several major food service providers that already utilize HPP to protect their products. Again, it makes them safer by eliminating pathogens, and it extends the shelf life, so it makes it safer through their distribution system. But all the time you're reading about recalls on products or beef or whether it's E. coli or salmonella or listeria. That not only happens to things we potentially would buy in a grocery store, but it's just as prevalent in various food service chains.
Food allergies could possibly be a thing of the past. Ragabeer says scientists are testing whether HPP can remove allergens in food.
We can look at HPP as a way to make a food that will actually become that you are allergic to remove that part of it. But there's more research that needs to go into that area.
Also, testing is underway to see if HPP can improve vaccines. And right now, there are studies to improve baby food and convert foods originally designed to be frozen to be fresh. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.